Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Saturday looks good, albeit a little warm, and that'll be a good thing for what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, it is the 10th anniversary of Everyone Ride Run Against Cancer Every Day. Dr. Andrew Caputo is an orthopedic surgeon with Hartford Healthcare. His wife was the driving force in the founding and running of a race, his wife Allison. And Dr. Caputo joins us now. Andrew, Jody Ambrosio, and Ray Dunaway. Morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
This is a huge event, 100-mile road race, 50-mile road race, 25-mile road race, and then the 5-kilometer run and walk. What was Allison's driving force behind creating this event?
Well, one of the big things that she always felt strong about was to give back to the community, give back to the institutions that supported her in her fight for cancer, and specifically the Cancer Center, which we helped grow and establish at the in Avon, Connecticut, and for people to give back the inspiration, you know, to others that are fighting cancer, not only the patients themselves, but right. to the families. And part of the big role of that is people coming out and doing something that challenges themselves to an activity that they haven't done before. And so just like patients trying to deal with cancer are right. dealing with a disease process as something that they hadn't expected, one of the benefits of being active with your own self and trying to challenge yourself to different physical activities
right.
is keeping your body healthy so that you can be ready to take on those challenges, whether it's for you as a patient or for you as a family member of a patient, to be able to deal with those challenges in life as they come upon us.
And your associated, your race is associated with Live Strong?
That's correct. And so that's one of the other big institutions that helped her in her fight against cancer. And so the two beneficiaries are the Cancer Center in Avon and also Live Strong. Interestingly, Live Strong actually gives grants to survivorship and the Hartford Hospital, Hartford Healthcare Cancer Center overall has one of the longest survivorship programs
wow.
in the United States. And Live Strong gives grants back to us, so it's kind of full circle and comes right back to us.
How has the race and the event, because it's not just a race, how has the event grown in the 10 years
Jeez.
That Allison and you came up with this?
So the number of people that are involved has significantly increased. I think the inspiration has continued to grow. One of the big things that we've advanced, we try to keep it community-oriented, so there's usually about 1,000 participants, not more than that, and spectators there. So we currently are not trying to grow beyond that. But what we have done is expand through a amateur, almost semi-pro cycling team. So that's about 20 members on one team and 6 elite members on another team, all of which race and are stewards of a race, and they race competitively across the region nationally. And interestingly, while they carry the name of race with them, a lot of these races that they do outside of our areas have cash purses. And so the money that they make in the races, actually they give and donate back to
wow.
our foundation, which helps build it. So that's one of the big growths that we've had. One of the other big parts that we're really proud of this, and it was dedicated last year, with Hartford Healthcare, I'll step back. When Allie was going through her treatments, she was getting some treatments here and some treatments because she had to go to get different types of treatments. She was getting phase 1 clinical trials and going to places like Memorial Sloan Kettering. At that time, there were certain treatments that were not offered there that were not offered here that were offered at Memorial Sloan Kettering. Now, with the alliance between the two, There's a specific area of Hartford Hospital that's dedicated to having patients get treatments that were otherwise they had to travel out of the area for. Right. And so the Cancer Innovation Unit, which we had a dedication for last year, brings together the combination of the expertise of trial centers like Memorial Sloan Kettering and brings them and works together with Hartford Healthcare oncologists to be able to take care of patients. So that's a big part that we've been supportive of, and a lot of the donations that we raise are going to that.
Right. Excellent. Hey, we've talked a little bit about, and you can, as I say, you can ride 100 miles, you start at 7, 50 miles, you can start at 8, 25 miles, 10, you can run, you can walk, and then there's the Ferrari Concorso. And this has been on for a couple of years, has it not?
It has. It's not quite as large as some of the other Concorso events that I and my friends and I participate with, but it does. I have a group of friends that don't ride a bicycle very far, are very supportive, and may do part of the walk. Some of them do both, but it's a contingent of great friends and colleagues of mine that are into the car realm, and it gives a little element of them to come and participate too. So for the exotic car corral that we have there, they have priority parking. They can come in a little bit late. People always enjoy seeing some exotic cars at the same time, and that's just another element to bring in more inspiration and wonderful supporters.
Can people still register for the race?
Absolutely. So
you can. Okay.
Online registration is closed now. We can do it. There is on-site registration. We ask people to come at least a half an hour, if not 1 hour, prior to the time frame that they would be leaving.
Okay.
There's sequential send-offs, and then such that everybody, we try to have come back between the 12 and 3 o'clock time frame, where we have a huge lunch and excitement.
And it takes place at the Helen and Harry Gray Cancer Center on Fisher Drive in Avon. And first race starts at 7, and we've been talking Dr. Andrew Caputo, who is the executive director.
One exciting thing to mention for us this year, and it was never a goal for us to ever have a certain monetary amount to raise or donate, but given a small percentage of overhead that we have, this year we are looking to, after 10 years, donate a total of $1 million.
Wow.
Congratulations, Doc.
Well, good luck. We hope you have the best day of the year and you get an amazing turnout. Andrew, thanks for the time. We appreciate
it.
Thank you both.
Thanks for being on.
All right. Great event.
That's
after
nice.
His late wife who passed away some 7 years ago. So
I'm trying to think where Fisher Drive is.
No idea.
In Avon. Okay, if you want to get more directions, more information, once again, as the doc said, you can't sign online anymore. You'll have to show up. It's erace, erace.org. Erace.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.